Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Toby and Ashley, and on today's podcast, really it's just a big education lesson as we started our K92.3 big ticket Easter egg hunt, where each of our Easter eggs that we're hiding all over the town are filled with something valuable.
Like Kenny Chesney tickets, Country Thunder passes. It's really our way to have fun with you this Easter and putting these eggs throughout Central Florida, and then also finding that Obi didn't find an Easter bunny, but what they just brought into their home as the new animal.
And we've got a brand spanking new second date update with a CEO. Ooh, that's all on this podcast that starts right now.
Oh, all right. It's the big week, right? Easter is upon us on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, today with the National Anthem, Ashley, you came in here with the inspiration to just kind of give some love to everybody who's going to be doing all the events.
Yeah, the Easter egg hunts. I saw signs all over the Conway area over the weekend of different churches that were hosting them this past weekend, because I think some people in some cities and communities like to do them the weekend before, because weekend of, you're either at church and you're kind of doing stuff at church, yeah. or you're at your family's.
Family, barbecue, sure.
Yeah, and there are so many people that take those to become organized. I mean, you're going to hear more on our show about us doing an Easter egg hunt this week with Kenny Chesney and Country Thunder passes. But there's a lot of people behind the scenes that have to make those happen.
Yeah. So to you all, you know, your passion, your imagination, you know, I've heard of a lot of people doing some really creative things.
Super cute.
For Easter coming up. So yeah. So leading all the way up until Sunday to all of you involved. From Obi and Ashley, and yeah, we have our own Easter bunny out there hiding eggs, all right? We'll talk about that more. Here's the National Anthem out to you. Obi and Ashley, 56 outside. It's going to be a beautiful Monday. Even if it were to rain, even if it were to storm,
it
would still be a beautiful Monday.
That's
because...
perspective.
Huh?
That's your perspective.
Well, I'm just saying, we've got an Easter egg hunt that's in full swing starting today. Where you can get your hands on some Kenny Chesney tickets. We're also throwing some Country Thunder tickets out there, too. And not just one-day passes. This is going to be three-day passes.
Yeah.
I want to just kind of paint a picture as to Kenny Chesney. You know, this is one of the big shows. We have Garth, who came and packed out a stadium here. You know, Kenny will do the same over there in Tampa.
Yeah, and it's the opening of his tour. And so Slater, you guys know Slater. He's our Easter bunny. And he's going to be out and about. So all week, every single day, he's going to be at a different location in Central Florida. So it could be your neighborhood today. It could be maybe somewhere across town tomorrow. But we know how big these tickets are. Kenny Chesney at Raymond James, the opening of the tour that has been postponed twice. No Shoes Nation is so ready to see him. So today, those are the tickets you're getting, and it's going to alternate. Tomorrow will be the three-day Country Thunder passes. Wednesday will be Kenny Chesney. You get the cycle there. But yeah, these are huge tickets.
Yeah, what I loved in the past is we've done this with Slater a couple times. You know, sometimes he'll go out as the St. Patrick's Day leprechaun.
Yep.
Even though he's almost 7 foot tall.
But it's hilarious. It's goofy looking.
Yeah, but he'll be easy to spot. And really, you're not looking for Slater today. Really, let me just point that out. It would be fun if you see him. But it's the egg that you want, okay?
Yes.
I mean, Kenny Chesney, not only that, but think about it. When you make it to the office, when you make it back to school, wherever point B is, you'll have this great adventure that you embarked on, right?
Like, and it's the first person. So we're asking everybody, like, play nice. The first person that finds the egg, because every morning at 7:40, we're going to give you the first vague hint of the location of the egg. It'll be basically kind of like what city it's in. But then you gotta listen.
At least so this way you can hone in.
Yeah. But then you gotta listen with Melissa starting at 11, and she's gonna be on live with Slater as he's hiding the egg. That will basically be the dead giveaway of where the egg is. So between 11 and 1, you'll be listening with Melissa for that.
Okay, can I give a little bit of a tip here? So if you catch our clue at 7:40 and that hones you into what city, now all you gotta do is look for a 7 foot tall bunny.
Yeah.
And okay, so let's make that happen today as Easter, you know, comes around the corner. K92.3 is trying to hook you up. Obi, Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning. All right. Okay. So, so just another reminder too that we've got that cash. I don't want you to forget about the money because a lot of people are still, you know, going to be on the hunt for the Kenny Chesney and Country Thunder tickets this week.
Oh yeah.
Just remember, $1,000, you can buy your tickets.
True.
Wherever you want to sit.
True.
All right. So that's happening at 8 o'clock. Now, in our household, we just grew by another pet.
You guys are psychotic.
Psychotic. That's an interesting word.
The amount of animals and children and humans you have in there.
Yes.
Is it like once you get us past a certain point, you're like, let's just do it all?
No, I think, we're just going through the crazies of trying to be decent parents. And like for Kennedy, our oldest daughter, her birthday was back in March. She ended up getting a gecko, right? We all did the research. We tried to find out what was the easiest animal to take care of that didn't require a lot. And I kept telling her, you know, this is on you. Like, you know, we've had guinea pigs before.
Yes.
We no longer have them.
Because they weren't taking care of them, right? The kids never took care of them.
They're a lot of work. They're more work than my kids know. So we've got a gecko now. And then on Friday, y'all, so my littlest daughter just had a birthday. And because her big sister got an animal, she wants an animal. And we're like, no, that's not the way it works.
Yeah, exactly.
But on Friday, I saw a little turtle crawling across the lawn. Lord, it was like he put it right in front of my face. And this little turtle was smaller than the palm of my hand.
Oh, he's a baby.
A baby, but big enough that he was booking it. I don't know where he was going.
Oh.
You know what? I would actually like some advice from anybody out there who's an animal specialist. Like the turtle was going from house to house to house to house. Now, and we have two massive lakes.
Yeah.
He wasn't going from lake to lake.
I wonder if he's lost. Yeah, because they normally say if you're going to move a turtle, like if it's in the road, that they put it in the direction it's going so that it gets to where it was trying to go to quicker. But when it's just kind of going from driveways, I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyways, I do know. He's now our pet. He's not in the house. And so there's several things that we had to like try to explain to the babe. Like, listen, Presley, like he can't live in the house because he's never lived in a house.
Yeah.
You know, right now,
in his natural habitat.
Well, she's carrying him around like they're best friends. And I'm like, Presley, I'm like, you have to understand this thing is absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. Never touched, never smelled a human, never been inside of a human's house. I said, so he's kind of freaked out right now.
You bring up a good point, though, because there are people that buy them at pet stores. But are the ones in pet stores, like, given any type of medicine or something, like, as opposed to a one that you find naturally?
I would assume that the ones at the pet shops are, like, more like breeds. Like, they've been bred, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably used to human handlers.
Right.
Most certainly, while they're there at the store, they've been used to humans feeding them.
Yeah.
And being their source of food. Where this guy's been on the wild, fresh out of Lake Apopka or wherever he's from.
Which would totally be normal for it to come out of there.
Yeah, so what we did was in our backyard, by the brand new pool, we've got some yard space, and so we built him like his whole little ecosystem. He's got a habitat, but he's definitely a prisoner.
Oh.
I say that because if there's an animal expert, like, you know, did I do this pet wrong? Did I do this turtle wrong? Was he on his way somewhere? Like,
I mean,
Like, was he on his way to go see his mom? And I was like, oop, mine.
Probably. But that's why my head automatically went to the pet store turtles. Because I'm like, those ones, okay, I don't know where those come from. Like, I don't know if those are like little rescued turtles that somebody turns in.
Yeah.
And what it is, like, you're trying to do right. Or if you were literally just trying to get out of having to get your daughter an animal.
No. this one fell on my lap. I will say this, though. We did spend a good $140. On like turtle stuff
at the pet store.
Well, you know, we had to build them an enclosure in the backyard. You know,
what does the enclosure look like? Did you take a picture?
So it's in the grass. I'll take a picture when I get home.
Okay.
But it's in the grass, and we just kind of blocked off a whole space for him to have room to walk and
I'm sure
do what he's got to do.
That live near farm or live on farms or like live near water do this all the time. I don't know. I'm not an expert on like keeping a turtle after if it's wild.
Okay. All right. Any experts out there? Did I do the right thing? Hey, should today's doing the right thing be Obi?
Saving the turtle?
You need 844-254-9232.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, anyone that went down to Tortuga this past weekend, Fort Lauderdale Beach, definitely had a great time. I saw so many people from Central Florida who were down there. Morgan Wallen you had Friday night, and of course he did Sand in My Boots. What a better song than Being in the Sand.
Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves me intensely.
Golly. You know, and I saw so many people out there just taking advantage of it, and that's so cool. I wish we had a beach in Central Florida, but I know that sounds silly.
Tell me about it. but also, too, seeing Morgan Wallen's post of the picture of the actual aerial view of how many people were out there. He said, this is what headlining my first festival looks like. Tortuga, y'all were incredible. Now, don't forget, he's going to be headlining many more festivals before he gets to ours in October. Like, I think he's got a massive amount before he even gets to ours in October.
Yeah. So which is good. He'll be so seasoned.
For sure. And it is one heck of a show. I mean, the amount of lighting, pyrotechnics that are involved in the Morgan Wallen show now is so incredible. So you are in for a great show. And just if you're looking for Country Thunder passes, don't forget, this week we're going to be hooking you up with our K92.3 Big Ticket Easter Egg Hunt. That starts today. And I'm just going to go ahead and direct you to our website for all of the details, because there's going to be a lot. We're going to have an Easter Bunny out in Central Florida cities hiding Easter eggs with Kenny Chesney tickets, which that show is next weekend. So not this weekend, but next weekend, the 23rd in Tampa. And then those Country Thunder passes. So that's awesome. And then also Friday night, we saw Jordan Davis at the House of Blues. That sold out. People were looking for tickets last minute, $100 just to get in.
That was back-to-back sold out shows. The only reason why I want to bring that up, you know, Parker McCollum, Jordan Davis, you know, even when you hear about Morgan Wallen packing out Tortuga, music is back. So when you hear these concerts, like, get the tickets right away. You know what? This is almost like the real estate market. When a house goes up, get the house now. There's no time to mull around.
Get the concert ticket.
Yeah.
Well, and you bring up Jordan Davis. You know, he played Tortuga the next night. So
we were talking
about that. The stage looked crazy for that. So these artists you're getting to see in Orlando before they hit these other big festivals. Pretty, pretty cool. Now, I also want to throw out there that all week, this week, in the O-Town Showdown, speaking of shows and that special access you guys get, Brian Kelly, he's going on his solo tour. That's kind of like the beach vibe music. We've got tickets for that all week in the O-Town Showdown, and that's his, really, he's kicking off his tour in Daytona at the Banshell. That is next Thursday, the 21st, so all week long, you're going to be listening at 7:10, the O-Town Showdown, for those tickets.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
Hi, good morning. So it looks like we've got Liz over in Titusville. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right. Everybody say good morning to Liz. All right, Tony, you're representing the fine folks in DeLand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Give it up for Tony. All right, you neighbors, why don't you love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Tony.
I like that. All right, so my beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hey.
She's got three questions for you, and the questions aren't that hard. It's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest.
Woo.
Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you're going to get the job done here and win. So now we're going to need your buzzer sound. This will indicate when you think you've got the right answer, okay? So, Liz, what's your buzzer sound today?
Chomp, chomp.
Oh, a gator?
Always.
All right, Tony, what's going to be your sound?
I'm just going to say, hey, if that's all right.
All right, Tony's going with hey. All right, we're ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. You were playing for tickets to see Brian Kelly at the Daytona Banshell April 21st. What other group is he a part of?
Chomp Chomp.
Oh, what you got there, Liz?
Florida Georgia Line.
He is the Florida of Florida Georgia Line.
Wow, all right. 1 point there for Titusville, which means DeLand needs one to stay in the game. Tony, that's you.
Question two. Many Americans traveled over the last 2 years when they could work remotely. A lot went in an RV. What does RV stand for?
Hey.
Oh, what you got there, Tony?
Recreational vehicle.
Yay!
Wow, this is a game. All right, we've got Liz versus Tony. 1-1. One question left.
All right, question number three for the win. What animal did Obi take in this weekend?
Hey.
Tony, what you got?
Maybe a turkey?
No, that's a hilarious guess.
It's not a turkey. All right, Liz, for the guess.
How about bunny.
It is not a bunny.
It was a turtle.
Okay, okay, one final question.
One question for the win. There's a holiday this Sunday that a lot of people do egg hunts for. What is it?
No, Liz.
Hey.
Easter?
Yes. Oh,
wow. Okay. Liz, that's you making me the winner of the O-Town show.
Congratulations, Liz. This is going to be a super fun show. I'm going to be out there, too. Thursday, April 21st. It's going to be at the Daytona Beach Band Show with Brian Kelly.
Awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah, okay. Now, Tony, we're going to have to save you for redemption so we can do this again. But for right now, that air hug, bro, this is everyone's favorite part.
Bring
come on.
In.
Come on, man.
Good job,
man. All right.
That's love. All right, guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo!
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
You just never know what story we may highlight on Doing the Right Thing, whether it be people, animals, local, national, international news. Obie's got one fun this morning.
It's true. So in this case, we've got one where we're going to take it over to West Boulevard in Cleveland. So there was a gentleman, his name is Gary, and he got on the phone with firefighters, got on the phone with 911, anybody that he could after he heard some cries from a baby kitten that was stuck in a drainage pipe.
Aww.
So the drainage pipe, about 4 inches around, 8 feet deep, this little kitten that was stuck inside of it here. I've got some audio, but before I get to the cat's audio, I just want to tell you that because of all the blocks that he got, you know, from the fire department, everybody who just couldn't help in this case, he was able to get a hold of CAMS Cat Guardians, which is a nonprofit organization there in Cleveland.
Aww.
And she was able to came out. So you've got Kim, Jim, Craig, and Mike, who are all around this pipe, and they fastened together what would be a noose. Okay, so think about the canine collectors that you see, like the, what do they call them? Dog catchers. I don't know. That's what they call them in the cartoons.
Okay.
A dog catcher. You know how they have the little loop, the noose that they have to put around a dog's neck?
Yep.
So they fastened one of those, stuck it down the pipe, and for several hours, tried to get this cat. So the good thing is, cat's alive. Here goes that audio. That was the cat in the pipe.
Oh, baby, don't move, don't move. Come on, stay with me, please. Oh, God, please let her still be alive. She's not making any noise. Get those towels, Robert, hurry. Gary, do you know CPR? Yes, tell us all about it.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
Okay, so I edited everything to happen real quick. But
she loves her cat. You can tell.
Well, and all of them, I was just so impressed because, you know, what you heard was so fast, right? What you heard was just the cliff notes. But the hours that they spent and the craftiness, the ingenuity that it took to create this little noose to go down 8 feet to get this cat. Not only that, but after they got the cat out, performed the CPR, you know, I'm just always surprised by humanity.
No kidding.
There are a lot of us that wouldn't even do that for another human.
I know, right?
Let alone do that for an animal that's a kitten that you would just be able to say, hey, well, the kitten just didn't make it.
That's why there's a need for specialty organizations of every sort.
Yeah. So again, CAMS Cat Guardians, the nonprofit, we're giving them the Doing the Right Thing. Well, not that whole team. Well, and the vet service, because they had to take the cat to the vet just to make sure that everything was okay.
Yeah.
And so to everybody involved when it comes to an animal's life, which a lot of times there are a lot of us, you know, human life, it's high on the totem pole. Animal life, it's a little lesser on the totem pole. So for those humans to invest all that time to save that life, that's Doing the Right Thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie, Ashley, K92.3. Cole Swindell, by the way, if you missed that really cool interview that we had with him on Friday, we were giving away his album the whole weekend, too.
Yeah.
Really great guy, man.
I think he might be on the Today Show today, too, with Lainey Wilson. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's this morning.
Okay.
They had to get all right. Super early.
Let's get to what we're up to this week, okay? Because we got the big day, Easter, Sunday. But until then, can we entertain you a little bit? You know, we've got our very own Slater. So Slater in the past, you know, he's been responsible for climbing a tower and not coming down until we raise 30, 40,000 toys. He's also sat in a dumpster until we conjured up all this food to give to the local pantries.
He was canned.
He was canned, yeah. So now what he's doing is he's going out as the Easter Bunny, and we're going to selective cities. So all over Orlando's beautiful listening audience, you know, we have these beautiful towns, you know, Winter Park, DeLand, Ocoee, St. Cloud, all these wonderful places. So we're trying to get into your city so we can bless you. And it doesn't have to be something that's done with like a caller number 9. This is going to be creative.
And it's going to be in person. So we're going to be hooking you up with Kenny Chesney tickets in these eggs. And then also 3-day Country Thunder tickets. So if you're looking for either one of those, by the way, you can't buy one of those tickets for less than $100. And we're going to hook you up for free if you can find the K92.3 big ticket Easter eggs this week. So here's how it's going to work. This time, every morning this week, you're listening for your first clue. And it's a clue. But you're not going to actually go out until 11 to 1 p.m. It's whoever finds it between 11 and 1 p.m. Slater will be live on air here on K92.3 with Melissa, giving more details and descriptions about where he is with the egg. But the time right now that is so important is because we're going to at least give you a very, 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 very vague hint about what city. And now when Obi said Orlando has many cities, well, Central Florida, we're going across all of Central Florida, okay, for all these cities. So today's location.
Here, let me lower the music. Hold on. Let's make it super ultra focused so you can hone in. Is this your town? Is this a place that you could drive to quickly? Is this a place that you're interested in going to get these Kenny Chesney tickets?
And remember, you're not going there right now. It's not starting until 11 when you hear him on air with Melissa. But here is your very, very vague hint for this morning. So a location of a garden named after a season. That is your first clue. Do not go there now. The egg's not there now. It'll be there between 11 and 1 p.m. today.
Give it one more time.
Okay. A location of a garden named after a season. This is just the generic general area. Nowhere specific has been given to you yet.
Okay, so from 11 to 1, you'll get those specifics here. Yep. Happy Easter.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, Faith Hill, you just heard right there, is officially returning to the CMT Awards, which is tonight. And I know you might be listening right now because I hear it from so many of you all the time that you don't necessarily care what award your artist wins, but you like watching for the performances or whatever it may be. And for Faith Hill to returning, for the first time in 12 years, she's going to be performing, or not performing, she's going to be presenting the Video of the Year Award with her 1883 co-star, Isabel May, which plays her daughter in the show, which is super cool. I love that duo. If you watched 1883, they're super, they work very well together. But they are going to present that award tonight. You can watch the show. It's going to be live from Nashville at 8 p.m. Eastern. However, I will say I'm learning that the whole like live from Nashville thing, it's not all live from Nashville. We saw our good buddy Cole Swindell recording his part of the show in Nashville over the weekend. So I don't know what part, maybe just the awards part is live, not the actual performances, not all of them. But again, 8 p.m., we can watch that tonight, the CMT Music Awards. And here's what else is interesting. Kenny Chesney is going to be returning for the first time in 7 years to the CMT Awards. And I did read somewhere where he wanted to treat it kind of like a tour rehearsal. He's got 2 more weekends to the opening of the tour in Tampa, which is going to be huge. Everyone's been waiting for this, but he will be using that tonight as kind of a little bit of a tour rehearsal before that tour kicks off.
Well, and that's a huge platform for Kenny Chesney to be like, ha ha, I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, like,
can I use your stage as a practice?
Exactly.
Thanks. But again, the CMT Awards, lots of awards given out, lots of performances tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern is when you can watch that. Now, Morgan Wallen over the weekend had his first headlining festival. So, yes, we've been talking about how many shows he's been selling out, but a festival's different. You know that. Tortuga was this weekend. You know there was 40-plus artists Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 different stages at Tortuga. But for Morgan to be on the main stage and to be headlining that, here's a little bit of what it sounded like.
Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves me intensely. Give it all out.
The sound was really good because there was a sea of like 25,000 plus people. And this is off someone's cell phone. So those speakers must have sounded pretty decent even all the way back.
Well, and again, it's funny that, you know, Morgan and everybody who performs, you know, they're performing. He specifically is saying sand in my boots and you're literally in the sand. So awesome.
No joke. Can I tell you something? The very first year Tortuga started, it was 6 or 7 years now. wasn't as big as it is now, but I went. I went. I paid for my own tickets, general admission. I had no special access. I wasn't in the management role I'm in now, where I would be able to probably do that now. There were people standing by the stage that did not want to leave their spot when Kenny Chesney was performing, that they would pee in the sand, like mostly dudes, and then literally bury it. So yeah, when you're walking around Tortuga and you're like, yeah, it's so nice to be barefoot. but anyways, Tortuga is an awesome festival. And then also, this is super, super cool. We're hooking you up all week in the O-Town Showdown, which is at 7:10 every morning with us. Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line, he's doing his own solo music. You know, he came out with that last year, his solo tour. He's going to be doing a hometown show, basically kicking off his whole solo tour next Thursday, the 21st, and doing songs like this.
We got it made by the water, right on the beach. Salt in the air, sand on our feet.
Super cool. So if you're into his new music that he's put out by himself, you'll definitely want to win those tickets. 7:10 and the O-Town Showdown right here with OB and Ashley.
Derek Bentley on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. This station, we're getting ready for Easter, but we're getting ready for Easter in a big way, right? So before Big Sunday, how about we sprinkle all over town these beautiful Easter eggs that we are hiding with some really great tickets. You know, this morning, Ashley and I spent a little time going down the valley of what a Kenny Chesney ticket is today.
Yeah.
First of all, for those of you who are true, true fans, the dude hasn't been able to perform like this in 2 years, you know, because of the pandemic and everything. So you know that that Tampa show, which, by the way, is the kickoff of the tour. So you know that that's going to be extra. You know how your friends say, girl, you so extra, you know, or you got somebody in the office who's so extra. Like, that's what Kenny Chesney's show is going to be like, okay? And then for the rest of the week, you know, it won't just be Kenny Chesney. We've got your Country Thunder tickets. Morgan Wallen's another one that's like, man, he's extra today.
On
super
fire.
Extra.
And we just played Tortuga, so you're like, okay, well, how do I get these tickets? Where are these eggs going to be? You gotta listen. So you already missed your first clue this morning. We're giving you clues.
Yeah, we can't repeat it. I wish we could.
I know.
You guys know how we are. We wish we could.
But 7:40 all week, that's going to be your first clue for the first location. So it will be a different location every single day as far as cities go. So today, we gave you that first clue. Melissa at 11, between 11 and 1, she's basically going to be giving it away with the K92.3 Easter Bunny, who will be on the air with her. They'll basically be telling you where it is based off our first clue in the morning. So really, that's the first key, is be listening at 7:40 in the mornings to hear that first clue, because that's already going to help you get closer to those Kenny Chesney tickets. And it's going to alternate by day. So today's Kenny tickets, tomorrow's Country Thunder, Wednesday's Kenny. You get the pattern there.
Yeah, and you know what? I like that we're doing it this way because it's fun. It changes things up. There's a lot of people who they don't believe in the caller number 9 thing because they're like, I'll never get through. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard. You got 10,000 people all trying to call in at the same time. You're not going to have 10,000 people all trying to jam up one city. So your odds...
I mean, maybe.
your odds get better. And hopefully today we'll hear about... So what are we doing? We're hoping that somebody calls back. What, they find the egg and then they call the radio station?
Yep. So there's going to be one winner, and it'll specifically have, you know, there will be a specific...
In the egg.
...person that they have to reach out to in the egg. You know, it's kind of one of those things where nobody's going to be able to say, hey, I won, and try and fake it or scam it, because we're going to have a specific email address that you're going to have to reach out to say you found the egg. And then you will get the prize. The first person to find the egg gets the prize.
Okay, that's happening today. So remember, Melissa, who comes on just after us, she'll have the specific details where that Easter egg hunt is taking place.
Obie and Ashley in the morning. The bridge between you and your favorite stars.
Talking to Jason Aldean about staying in shape and how it takes work.
Yeah, man. I'm getting older. I'm trying to stay in some shape a little bit these days. Used to, I didn't care. I'd be like, show be over. I'm like, all right, I need a large pizza and a six-pack of beer, you know?
Yeah, well.
And now I'm like, okay, give me a salad and a chicken wrap.
Find this entire interview and more in the K92.3 app. Obie and Ashley, weekday mornings from 6 to 10.